This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Primetime on Super Week.
There might be some skin there.
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen. Online at warrenallen.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
El Trevador.
The Fan.
Hi there.
It's Division One football!
We have Joey Harrington coming on our show. But you probably already knew that.
Yeah. Well, it is Football Friday.
That will be next hour.
You really have good questions.
What?
Yeah, we've got a dead sports anchor in New Orleans. Things are getting wild out there.
Yeah.
Although you aren't really hearing many funny New Orleans tales. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I think most people now, especially the athletes, they've learned to keep it. They bring the party in.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the athletes. They're too buttoned up. I'm talking about like. You know, when you have a Super Bowl in Vegas or New Orleans,
yeah.
I mean, there's usually some pretty funny stuff that comes out of that. People partying, like I talk about like media and things like that. Yeah. Names you may know,
haven't heard
nothing.
A bunch. No,
until this guy died. His name's Adam Manzano Adon Manzano.
He's a Telemundo reporter, handsome devil.
Yeah, reporter for the Chiefs in Kansas City, and he goes down there, and he gets with a hooker.
Yeah.
And she kills him.
Well,
she hasn't
She hasn't been charged with that. So she's on film. Which, by the way, she has a rap sheet a mile long, including prostitution. So
robbing people.
And she drugs her Johns.
Yes.
She drugs them and steals from them.
Yes. So there's video of them going into his hotel.
Hot, by the way.
No. And then she leaves on her own. He never leaves the hotel they found him dead, and we don't know why or how he was dead yet. He's just passed away. And then in a shocking move, she was using his credit cards.
Yeah.
So.
But they arrested her.
Yeah. Yeah. She sounds like she's a real humanitarian.
You know, the other thing about this guy is before you start being all judgy about him getting a hooker in New Orleans.
Yeah.
His wife was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Killed in a car crash last April.
Yeah. He may be going through... Well, I mean, he was probably going through some stuff. And
they had a two-year-old daughter, too, which
lonely,
is really sad.
Lonely guy. And
so no cool stories out of New Orleans. Just that wild... I mean, that's wild.
That's rough. That's rough stuff. So, yeah, we'll be interested to see if she did indeed drug him or it was too much or, you know, what happened. You know, but that's scary. Scary times.
Mm.
you doing a... Careful with your ladies of the evening, guys.
That's right.
What do they always say?
Watch what they slip in your Coca-Cola.
Well, it's just, you know, there's certain things you don't go cheap on, and hookers are one of them. Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Well, he was balling on a budget, though.
He was balling on a budget.
Can't blame the guy.
You can't. You can't do that. Like, if you were taking a helicopter ride,
sucker,
you wouldn't find the cheapest helicopter, right? You know? Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful with those things.
All right, now to some local stuff. The Blazers, I see, won again last night.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. We were watching it. We were watching it at the bar.
Did you just say what are they doing?
Yes, they're winning.
Well, that ship has sailed. Yeah. Like
the tank is off.
Yeah, the tank is off. But every win puts them further and further down the lottery line. Like
they're 2 games out of the play.
I know.
They're 23 and 29.
They're gonna get like the 12th pick, and everyone's gonna be not excited.
They're playing this way. There's a good damn chance they end up in the play-in tournament. Which, I mean, I don't know what to make of it because it's so weird because the young guys are developing and they're playing a fun, up tempo. Some of the defense they're playing. I mean, it is balls to the wall effort, which is awesome to see. But they are relying on a lot of the vets too, and the vets don't figure this into long term. And I don't know what to make of it. Does making the play-in and then getting your ass kicked by Oklahoma City in the first round, what does that do for
I guess it proves that you were better than people thought you could be. And maybe it proves something for Chaunce especially and for some of those guys on that roster.
Yeah, but I guess I
go back to... But it doesn't get you any closer to where you need to be.
In the long term, is it just terrifying that you just are in the same cycle of... Look, as fun as this team is and they're red hot right now... There's not an all-star on this squad. Not a single one. So
I think you should slow down on putting them in the playoffs.
Well, I'm just saying. Like if any of this continues, like Phoenix isn't very good. Sacramento just had their trade. And by the way, they just beat Phoenix twice. They beat Sacramento. Golden State and San Antonio are above them, but again, we'll see where that goes. San Antonio just made the deal for Fox. I'm just saying, right now, if you ask which is more likely, Portland going on a 14-game losing streak and ending up with a top six pick, or Portland continuing to play their ass off and end up in the play-in, it's the play-in.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to lose 14 in a row. I mean, like I said, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
They're squarely in no man's land again, conveniently, where they're probably not going to make the play-in. I mean, somebody just texted us and said they looked it up on DraftKings. They're plus 2,500 to make the play-in. I mean, it's a long shot. Mm-hmm. But they're also not going to be in the top, what, at this point, top eight?
No.
I mean, unless you get lucky with the lottery.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But we know after the sixth, your odds of landing one of the top picks, I mean, it kind of falls off the cliff.
Right.
So
they'll have a double-digit pick, right? Most likely.
Most likely, yes. Yeah. You're going to be in that 10, 11, 12 Blazers range.
Do you think that there's any chance Chaunce is their coach next year?
I don't think he wants to be.
Well, of course not.
So he
would have to sign a new contract, because isn't it? Or they have a club option, right? Isn't it a team option for next year?
That I don't know.
I'll take a look.
I think that's what somebody told us on the text line the other day.
But I mean, look, if anybody comes calling for him, which they should, I think he's a pretty good coach. He's out of here.
I do not think he would want to be back.
The question is will somebody come calling for him?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, will that opening
there? If he takes this team to the brink of whatever, why not?
Well, I think I would call him.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, if the opportunity is not there for another job, because I think he'd bolt in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah, I'm looking here. I can't click through it because it's the Rose Garden Report. That's Sean Hykins, and it does say entering the contract year. So, according to that, he could be, you know.
So if he does not have another offer, what happens with Chauncey Billups?
I think he's gone.
Where's he going?
I still don't. You don't
think they're re-upping him?
Team option for 25-26.
So he does have. All right.
This is what I'm saying. So the team.
So if no one comes for him, does the team say, come on back?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
The team has put themselves in such a, in between a rock and a hard place here.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like there's no way you can't bring him back. If they continue and this is the way they're playing, and even if, you know, they're not going to continue at this pace. Okay. This isn't one of the four best teams in the NBA. So like you mentioned, the odds of making the play-in are still quite high. But if they finish this thing off and they're playing hard and you see the development of Scoot, you see the development of Sharp, right? And these guys are all pulling in the same direction. And I mean, even Cronin said it yesterday at his press conference. This season was about growth and development. We thought it was about growth and development getting a draft pick. Turns out it's just about growth and development. I don't know how you could justify to to an organization. I don't know you could justify it to your fans. I don't know you could justify it to your young players that here's a guy that took you when you weren't expected to do jack crap, and you ended up being one of the more exciting second half teams in the NBA, and then say, hey, we're not bringing him back. I just don't see how you can do that. I just don't.
Well, what if they just can't come to terms? Because what I'm guessing will happen is they're being forced to bring him back.
And maybe that's
And then I don't know who his agent is.
Yeah.
But I would imagine if it's him, he's like, dude, give me the moon.
Yeah.
You want me to come back? Here's what you've done to me so far. Here's what I want. And then the Blazers are like,
yeah.
You know, and then it becomes this thing of we can't come to terms.
Dude, this is going to be such a weird
It's already weird.
Well, the whole thing is, but again, we go into this and we're back to the, you know, what do you do in the offseason? Because again,
I'm going to that league.
Long term, there is a logjam. Like the core of your team needs to change. Jeremy Grant does not figure into the long term project here. You can't have three centers. Right? You know, Klingon has to have an open opportunity here. Does Robert Williams, you know, what does he do? There's too many. Anthony Simons, do you have to figure that out? Is it Anthony Simons, Scoot, Shaden? Again, you would think one of those has to be gone. And you can't go into next year. So this is going to be another offseason, I think, where we're all just kind of sitting there. And we thought it'd be a big offseason because of the draft pick. And I think it's going to go back to what do you do with the roster? Because there has to be major shifts. This will not be the roster going forward. It can't. And we, like you said, we don't even know what the hell is going to happen with the coach. So at this point, I am done with the frustration of tank, not tank. The last 10 games have been really fun to watch. And it's the first time in years that I can remember sitting down and watching this team and saying, dude, that's an easy team to root for, and that's a fun team to watch, and I'm just going to enjoy the ride, wait till the offseason, and hope that, you know, hopefully the chips fall in a good direction.
The old Blazer fan hope.
There's no other choice.
God, you are such a Blazer fan.
There's no other choice. What do you do? Otherwise, you're just beating your head into the wall. What they should have done all along is pull the cord, but they're not going to.
All right, do you agree with these rankings? Next on The Fan. Nice to have you along. I mean that.
I was down a rabbit hole. I was kind of reading about what happened to Barrett Robbins.
Yeah.
Because he was shot and, you know, he got probation. And he was charged with attempted murder, by the way, for that when the cop shot him.
This is at the Super Bowl?
No.
This is years after.
This is years after the Super Bowl. The other weird one, as I was digging through that, Al Davis wanted him to play. So they found him the day before the Super Bowl. He was in Mexico, right? He comes back. He had no idea where he was at. Didn't know who Bill Callahan was. Thought that they had already won the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
He was in Mexico partying.
Because didn't he disappear like a Wednesday or something like that?
Yeah, it was
like middle of the week sometime. It wasn't like just the night before, right? Yeah,
so he in his mind, he had already won the Super Bowl. So he went down to Mexico to party. So when he came back.
And this was your Super Bowl.
This was, yeah, the Buccaneers
Super Bowl. The one that you won.
Yes, that center. So, I guess they were like, no, like he's playing. He was the best center in football. So Al Davis, Bill Callahan was like, dude, get him out of here. And Al Davis said, no, they're like, he's going to play. So I guess they took him outside and had him running like wind sprints at the hotel, trying to see if they could.
Whoa.
Get him back and functioning. And then eventually it got to the point they're like, the day before, they're like, we can't. Like, he has no idea where he's at. But that plan all along was for him to play in that game. And then they tried to send him home, but they couldn't get a flight. So he just, I guess, ended up just kind of milling around the hotel and still said he had no recollection of what happened in the game. He was so out of it. The next year, they brought him back. He won his job again, and then he got busted in the Balco scandal.
He was on the roids?
He was on the roids. So he gets the heave-ho, gets arrested a bunch, tries to beat up a cop. Cop shoots him, gets charged with attempted murder. And basically, he's been arrested a bunch of times, and I guess now he's homeless in Florida.
Really?
Yeah, the last I saw was an article from 2022 and 2023 where... they said that he frequently sleeps outside of a 7-Eleven, and he's been arrested a bunch of times for vagrancy, for assault, for drug paraphernalia.
Wow.
And he just has never, I mean, he's clearly messed up with bipolar, and he doesn't take his meds, and he's been to rehab multiple times, and he just.
What happened to all his monies?
Oh, it's long gone.
Drugs?
Divorce, drugs. He's homeless, basically. So I haven't found anything over the last year or two about what he's doing, but I'm guessing when at the end of 2022, when you're arrested and are sleeping outside of a 7-Eleven, and then there's nothing else about you, my guess is he's probably on the street somewhere in Florida and
that sucks
doing God knows what.
Can we play terrible. The new fine? Wait, do you have a picture of him?
Yeah, a mugshot.
Does he look like a homeless guy?
Yeah, it's pretty rough stuff.
Can we play the new fun game of when did Al Davis die? Because I mean,
oh God, so long ago.
Well,
I'll bet you it was 10 plus years.
Okay, is that long to you? Because that isn't that long to me. I have him dead like way before.
I might be
that
able to pinpoint this. I worked on a special Al Davis like death coverage show when he passed. NBC Sports Bay Area like went live on the air, and I was like doing graphics. So.
Insider information.
Was a young production assistant.
What years? So probably 2010.
I would say probably 12-ish. 2012.
See, I had him.
My guess.
I had him dead before that Super Bowl. In my head.
No.
I'm going to go with...
Remember, he fired Lane Kiffin's ass, remember? Like
that was him?
Yeah. He brought up the overhead projector and all that, remember?
Not really. I remember
when they fired Lane Kiffin, he had a press conference and brought out the overhead projector to show the things that Lane Kiffin had done wrong.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would have been with Buck. I would have gone 10 years ago. So I would have gone 2013, 2014, somewhere in
there. Has anybody looked this up?
I
thought Buck knew.
Are we on this?
I was guessing just based off personal experience, but
I just enjoyed that Al Davis. 2011.
There you go. October 2011.
I enjoyed that Al Davis was like, "Yeah, I know you don't know where you're at, and you thought you won, but we really like you to play in this Super Bowl.
Let's get him out there,
right?
He's a good center. You got to do what you can.
Come on, that's insane. Well, that's insane.
You got to do what you can. You got to try. Let's get him out there.
He thought he had already won the Super Bowl.
I mean, look, maybe it wears off. I don't know.
Jeez Louise.
Tell him it's the Pro Bowl.
I would have loved to have been in the room when Al Davis is sitting down with Bill Callahan and being like, what are you talking about? You're sending him home. To hell you are. You get his big ass out there and you start having to run some sprints. That boy needs to get out there and snap the football. We got a Super Bowl to play. And hey, they tried.
Real quick, I've got the latest coach rankings, college football.
Coach rankings.
Yeah. You know how they do. They rank coaches.
Oh, yeah. The best.
College football coaches. Yeah. So Kirby's obviously number one. Ryan Day up to number two.
I love how, like, we all were, like, everyone was universally crapping on Ryan Day. And now it's like, he's $12 million. He's the best coach in football.
When you win the title.
You win the title, right?
It changes things. And I don't know if he's the second best coach in college football. But, I mean, that to me is debatable.
I think that's highly debatable. No offense to Ryan Day. I never thought that the Ryan Day slander was fair. But if I was starting my program, and again, not Ohio State, I just have to start a program. There is zero chance, and I mean zero, that I would hire Ryan Day as my guy.
Yeah, so he's not the second best coach in college football then, according to you. But who is then? That's the next question.
That's a good question.
It is a good question, which is probably why they put Ryan Day there.
Yeah, I mean...
because they have Sark... 3, DeBoer 4, and Dan Lanning 5.
Okay, can I just, is this simply just...
it's over your helmet!
Okay, I don't want to slander anyone.
This is on 3, by the way.
Kyle Whittingham is a better coach than a lot of the people that are going to be on that list. It's just that Kyle Whittingham coaches at Utah, and there's limited things you can do with Utah. But if you ask me who I'd want to be my coach, if I was Ohio State, right? Kyle Whittingham is a better coach than Ryan Day. He just is.
But he's old.
But he is old. But it's just, it's kind of one of those situations where if you...
how many coaches do you think you could say that about that, around the country?
A lot. See, here's my thing. If you are a good coach, okay, and Ryan Day, Dan Lanning, who else? Kirby Smart, you know, Sark, right?
DeBoer.
All good coaches. They're all very smart, right? They're all bright guys. If you give them... I'm not going to say unlimited resources, but if you give them the resources that exist, if I took those coaches and we just spun the wheel, right? How many of those did you say? Those 5 coaches?
That was the top 5.
5, right? So let's just take that. We're just going to do the wheel of grab us and we spin that. And we just put those coaches in different programs, but they trade, right? So we bring Kirby to Oregon. We bring Lanning to Ohio State. Mm. We bring Ryan Day to Texas. Mm. And you know what I mean?
Who continues to have the most success of those guys?
I don't think it changes much. I really don't. Mm. I think they're all going to still be 5 of the top 10 schools in college football, and they're all going to be perennial national championship contenders because they're all still going to get the best players. They're all still going to be able to, because they're all still going to be able to recruit. They're all going to have giant NIL budgets, and they're all really smart coaches that put together good schemes. So I just don't, I just don't think there's much difference between.
Yes, but you have to rank them. Well, you're a sports radio guy. Come on.
That stuff drives me a little batty. And by the way, if I took, I'm trying to think of a younger kind of up and coming coach.
Dan Lanning?
Well, I guess Dan Lanning would be that. I was thinking someone that isn't one of those.
Kenny Dillingham.
Yeah. Freeman. Marcus
Dillingham,
Freeman.
Right? If I took Kenny Dillingham and I put him at Ohio State, I think within a number of years, yeah, there's a good chance that dude is playing for or winning a national championship. Because look at what he did down at Ohio State. And yeah, some of those guys flame out. Remember, was it like Tom Herman flamed out coming and down to Texas? But when you get established guys like that, I just don't think there's a ton that separates themselves. I think the only one that truly has separated himself was Saban. Saban is truly special. And now Kerb, right? But we said this about Dabo. Like, Dabo for a while was the end all, the be all. Outside of Saban, you could say Dabo was the best coach in college football. Why isn't Dabo on that list?
He is. He's the 8th.
Well, so again, Dabo is more than anyone on that list. Not one of those guys' resume can sniff Dabo's jock.
Actually, he's 7th.
And isn't that interesting? That Dabo, who, by the way, made the playoff this year.
Playoff.
Again. He makes the playoffs basically every year.
Playoffs?
He has multiple national championships. Why don't we say that Dabo is a better coach than Dan Lanning. No offense to Dan Lanning, who, again, if you asked me who would I want to lead my program in this world, I would take Dan Lanning.
So it's the transfer portal NIL piece then. Yes, is what makes him, he's a better administrator of doing that, and Dabo hasn't kept up with that part of it.
Yes, but to say that Dan Lanning is a better coach than Dabo Sweeney,
strictly on coaching, you can't say that.
You cannot say that. Because you hold, and I get it, one is early in his career, and the other one is obviously been there a long time. But you hold up their resumes. In what world do we do this? Because if we were doing this in any other profession, if we were doing this in professional, we do it with players or whatever. And one person has a bunch of championships, and the other one has none, and has never played for one. The idea that we would rank him so much higher than the other, but we do that in college, and it's just weird because it's such an imbalanced sport.
Yeah, it is weird. And Lanning, you know, to piggyback off of that, I mean, I'm a little surprised the Ohio State drubbing hasn't stuck to him more.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an ass-whipping.
Yes, it was.
Very disappointing ass-whipping.
Yes, and it hasn't stuck to him.
I would argue that the losses to Washington did more to hurt him and start to create a narrative around him than that Ohio State game.
Yes, because Ohio State is getting viewed as you just got beat by the
just a great team.
A great team. Yeah. Whereas the Washington ones, yeah, that was like, dude, there was some people were questioning calls and kind of that stuff. Where the best thing that happened to him was the fact that Ohio State just looked so good and that everyone kind of just threw up their hands and was like, well, when Ohio State's cooking, they're just better than everyone.
But I also felt like I was a little bit surprised that after Ohio State was then in what were essentially one score games against Texas and Notre Dame by the end of it. I mean, I don't know, they didn't finish that way. I was surprised that people weren't looking back and going, whoa, I mean, these other teams hung around a little bit, but not Oregon.
Yeah.
And so someone's saying, like, I don't think Oregon's in that conversation with Georgia and Ohio State. Maybe not to that extent, but I would also like to point out that since the Bilotti kind of turned over to Chip Kelly coached for a national championship, didn't make it. Mark Helfrich coached for a national championship, didn't make it. Mario Cristobal, by the way, and I don't count Willie Taggart because, you know, whatever. Mario Cristobal, by the way, was trending and was putting together top 7 or 8 classes and was winning conference titles and playing in Rose Bowls. And now Dan Lanning has them in the playoff, won the Big Ten. So to say... That is. Look at how many coaches you've had, and there's been some serious turnover. But from Chip to Mark to Cristobal, and now Lanning, the only one that didn't have success here is Numbnuts. Do something. Why Willie Taggart? So does this kind of prove my point a little bit that you have all these different coaches, and yet they've all had tremendous success? And I think if Dan Lanning left, and you gave me, I don't know, another young, energetic coach that can recruit, he's going to come into Oregon and he's going to do well. These jobs, it's going to sound weird. I think it's harder to screw him up than it is to have success there. Hmm. It's kind of built in for you. You are, what's the Ryan Day thing, right? Was it Jim Harbaugh that said, some people are born on third base and they think they hit a triple. By the way, great poke of the bear there. But it's true. If you take a job at Texas, LSU, Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, you are born on third base. Sometimes you're born halfway between third and home, and now you don't. You just don't screw it up.
All right. So Ryan Day, number two on the college football coach rankings now.
So he went from a bum that you
almost fire
his ass, and now, you know. By the way, Jim Harbaugh, same thing. In a year's time, we went from Harbaugh can't win crap to fire him to taking less money. And then
it just goes to show you, we know you're good. We know who's good. You have to win it.
Yeah.
They like to drink their Haterade and eat their hater tots.
That's the next thing for Dan Lanning. Yeah, got to win it, man.
Six of the last seven Oregon coaches have won conference titles. Taggart's the only one. He's the outlier because he sucks.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
Guess what? We could have more snow.
Oh, don't.
Get out your chains.
I hope not.
Get out your chains. No. Cancel your plans.
It's not going to go well at the Scanic household.
I'm own part that. Emojis.
That's next on In the News, but first, Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nice to have you along. It is February 7, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble, handsome newsman.
I don't think you can say humble and then follow it by handsome.
That's why it's funny, Buck.
Doing bits now?
I'm doing bits. What else we have?
Don't know.
Not you.
What?
What are you doing? See, that's what I'm saying. What are you doing over there? What are you Googling things?
Yeah, I was looking up the St. Helens police chief, apparently.
Yeah. What? Now he's under investigation.
Yeah.
Everybody in St. Helens is under investigation.
Yeah, what is in St. Helens? And also, like, it kind of, I want to see
is
this.
It still the school thing?
Someone said he looked exactly like me, and I'm like, oh my God, I bet you he looks nothing like me other than he's bald.
Well, that is a thing.
That, you know what?
You look like Joe Cronin.
Yeah, why? I look nothing like Joe Cronin.
Same guy.
Other than we're bald.
I don't know, you guys have beards.
That thing, I don't know what that is. And what other way is that acceptable? Where just you're like, oh, yeah, you look exactly like him. No, I don't. I look nothing like him.
Yeah, I'm pretty close, though.
Yeah, you're both bald.
Both bald.
To us,
and what?
All bald people look the same.
This guy looks like me?
I mean, it would, to your point, it
would. He doesn't even have a beard.
It would be a thing, like, it would be bad if you said, because he's African American.
Yes.
You are African American, you look like
yes.
him.
Asians. Yeah. Like, you can't do that? Like, you know.
But you can with bald people.
You can with bald people.
Hey, you know what? I'm with you on this.
So you're telling me this guy right here looks like me? In what way?
Yeah, not really. He's bald.
But he doesn't even have a beard. Now, I will tell you, there was an offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills. That guy looks like me, and it's kind of freaky.
I think you look like him.
Yeah, that's probably true. But that's a little weird. But this here, get out of here.
In the news, Seggy, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
It's delicious, and I never have it.
Heart attack on a plate.
Samesies. Yeah. Also, National Periodic Table Day.
Oh, right.
Remember that?
Remember
that in school when we had to learn that?
Yeah, go oxygen and carbon and
I can't believe they had to teach us that crap.
No one learned that.
That worthless crap, like science.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
I have my own periodic table. Mm.
Do your own research on the world's elements.
That's right. More than 94, I'll tell you that.
I love that. My own research.
Well, we have one more shot at snow, says Ron DeShelby from KATU.
Just
do you trust Ron DeShelby?
Sure, why not? But that's it? After that, there's no more?
Never.
It's all gone?
Last chance. Now, she says, tomorrow morning, we could have sticking snow.
Oh!
At elevations of 500 feet.
Oh, no.
Good thing I'm not at 500 feet.
Or lower.
Oh!
So get out your chains.
Fear.
Cancel your plans.
Yeah.
Hunker down. Get your toilet paper at Costco.
I promise you, because my gal is working from home today, I promise you the first thing when I get home today that is going to get brought up is this. Hey, did you hear we're going to get snow tomorrow? Hey, are we prepared? She's probably buying provisions right now so that we don't have to go anywhere tomorrow.
Why does she ask you?
I don't know.
If you're prepared.
I don't know.
Are you a doomsday prepper?
The answer to that question is no, I'm not prepared. And no, I don't want to be prepared. And
I have concepts of a plan.
I do have concepts of a plan.
This fall, Portlanders could pass go and collect $200 on the way to buy Pioneer Place when Monopoly, the Portland edition, arrives. How about that?
Really?
Isn't that exciting news for Portland?
We got our own Monopoly?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
A new game. Made by Hasbro it's licensed by Hasbro. It's made by Top Trumps USA.
Top Trumps, huh?
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with...
But you're excited about that.
Your boy.
I love cows.
I want the January 6th edition of Monopoly. Where does that one come out?
Yeah, like you can't really go to jail.
America, yeah! You have a hotel, but it doesn't matter. I'm just kicking your front door anyway. Screw you.
By Pelosi's office.
Yes.
See, your truck's bald, yeah!
That would be... I would buy that. Now, that's the fun one to play. All right, what's on the Portland Monopoly?
Whoa. It's not porno, Jason. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Is Sassy's on
there?
Because it should be.
Well, I'm guessing if there's a strip club on it, it would be Mary's.
Oh, that's true.
The original.
Yeah, the original. But there should be. Mary should be on there.
It will feature iconic Portland locations and businesses as well as local themed community chest and chance cards. 22 squares for this special edition game. It is crucial to us we create an accurate portrayal of what people enjoy most about Portland, said Aaron Green, a representative with Top Trumps USA. Additionally, we will be leaving a few spaces for local businesses to be featured on the board. An exciting opportunity for all.
Let me just state for the record, this is going to be dumb because someone's going to take this and make it real cheesy. You could have a lot of fun with this and make this thing awesome because you said you want it to be the authentic Portland experience, which means there should be 100%, there should be Mary's on there. There should be a homeless square.
And maybe even a vegan strip club as well.
Yes.
I mean
there should, Casa Diablo.
Yeah. There should be some, you need to have some fun with
Not
this.
That I know that that's a vegan strip club.
Yeah, maybe.
I read about it.
Maybe instead of the $1 bill, you get $2 bills and
have
Monopoly
the Willamette
money.
Filled with poop.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, I have Willamette poop news.
Oh,
I'll get to that next. But yeah, this guy is saying you can email, Portlanders can email them at portlandor@toptrumps.com.
Zook's about to fire off some thoughts in the break.
Oh, absolutely. I got some ideas.
Email them with the locations and businesses that you want to see on the Portland Monopoly board, and they say it will hit local stores in fall of 2025.
Can we get 1080 the Fan on there?
Ooh.
I mean, we've been a staple in this community
That's
for
right.
decades.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Who's going to take up that, who's going to carry that torch? It's not going to be me.
No.
It's not going to be you.
No.
Who would it be?
Here's Buck the
will
situation.
Say he's gonna do it, then he won't.
No, I'm not chasing.
It's got to be like
down.
Jeff.
It'd
be like a swag thing.
Hold yeah. on, everybody.
And we'd probably be like the little bastard purple ones.
Yeah. Like
Mediterranean.
What are the
Yeah, it was like Mediterranean and Baltic.
Or like a railroad.
I think Baltic is.
Yeah, Baltic.
Yeah.
Or maybe just the like one of the railroads. The four railroads are the Fan.
The railroads, I'm guessing you'd probably. I think the railroads, like
the Max Train.
You should have like the Falls. You could have Crater Lake. You know, maybe that's what you do for the railroad. Because what else? I guess you could have the Max Sea Train.
Do hiking trails.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Baltic Avenue is the worst property.
Yeah, Baltic and Mediterranean are.
They're the purple ones.
Yeah. Right at the beginning, they're like,
what's the blue? What's like Park Place?
Bucks.
What's Boardwalk? Or, ooh. Yeah, Broadway? Boardwalk.
Park Place and
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? It would
Pittock Mansion up there?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Pittock Mansion.
Because of history
would be there.
And such?
I'm trying to think of what else would be like our crowning jewel.
You know what else would be the rail? Instead of the railroads, the bridges. You'd pick four significant bridges.
There you
way,
go,
way
fella.
Way, way better. Yeah.
Hasbro should hire you.
I'm going mansion with one. And what would be the, would like the stag sign?
Wait, would the blue? No.
For the like what's more Portland than the stag sign?
Well, it's very Portland, but it's not like.
The nicest.
It's not really a property though.
Do you like the Benson?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Well, we've got a Ritz now.
Yeah,
that Ritz is fancy.
No one likes it.
Yeah, but no one thinks Portland.
Yeah, it's very it kind of doesn't fit Portland really.
No,
dude, but it's really nice.
They can't sell those things.
Yeah. I had one of the best drinks I've ever had in that bar.
That's a nice bar.
Did you make Moda Center one of those or something?
What?
I mean,
who wants to buy that?
It's a big place that big events happen. I don't know.
Well, anyway, look for it on the shelves this fall.
Oh, there you go. I guess it's not Portland. That's but
what
Nike. Nike headquarters,
yeah.
But that's
yeah.
not
yeah.
Portland. It's like, but Nike HQ. I mean, I know that's are we stretching it there, but because that's.
I mean, we are doing businesses, so
that's kind of primo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that's.
That's your boardwalk.
That's your boardwalk. Maybe Powell's.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Powell's do something.
Nike more. And Powell's.
Yeah. Something like that.
Two richest. All right. Well, coming up next, I teased you. I have Willamette Poo Poo news.
I can't wait.
Raise a glass, Jace. Let's celebrate.
To poo?
Yes. Or lack thereof. Coming up next on The Fan. All right, I have time for one more story here on In the Nuez for Feb 7. I was teasing doo-doo news.
Yeah, poop-filled Willamette.
It is doo-doo news, but
I've got the poo in my hands.
It is good doo-doo news.
Oh, that's good.
Portland, we... The community have achieved something great. Are you ready?
Trying to think of what is great involving poo.
Yeah. What would it be?
Have we reduced like contamination levels of our water?
That's right. We are celebrating a full year of not dumping sewage into the Willamette.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. It doesn't really seem like it should be that hard, but.
It doesn't, does it?
No, I don't think so, but...
Here we are. Portland is one of about 800 U.S. cities with a combined sewer system, meaning stormwater and sewage move through the same pipes. It rains a lot in Portland, of course, yeah. and The system sometimes overflows into the river, and we don't like that.
I don't understand. Like, again,
they always
I don't
warn us.
Why. I knew that is why, but you would think we could fix that. You would think that we could figure out a way for that not to happen.
You little church mouse.
Right? Yeah, like, what's your property tax going for? You can't figure out how to not have our sewer flow into our river?
My property taxes that I pay are going towards those pothole. They're going towards the road.
Schools?
They're going towards school. No.
Just doesn't seem...
Sidewalks? No. I don't know where it's going.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. But hey, at least a year of not...
Yeah, a whole year.
You know, that means like in a month we're going to be like, oh, well, it rained a bunch and now here comes the poo.
You know, we did try to overhaul it like 15 years ago.
How'd
yeah.
that go?
It didn't... Well, didn't go so well. It helped some.
Didn't
but
take.
No, it helped, but we still... You know, E. coli, it's all about the levels.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get the bacteria in the river. It's just... less of it.
It just seems like such an ass backward sort of thing where we just like when we get too much rain, we just dump poo into the water. It just seems like there would be, and again,
well, we don't dump it. It's just,
I'm not a city engineer. It just doesn't
overflows because it rains too much.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
Maybe we should rebuild the whole city. Let's start over. How about that? Would you like to spearhead that movement?
I wouldn't. You would think after all these years. It would be something. Like, no, I get it. Like, New Orleans hard to fix. You built your city below seawater. I understand. But nowhere along the line someone's come up with a plan to not have poo dumped.
I have concepts of a plan.
You have concepts of a plan. I would actually like to talk to, like, an engineer about why that's so hard to tackle.
Well, I would imagine it's just a lot of pipes and a lot of... It's just a lot of money.
It goes drip, 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 drip.
That's what it sounds like when it's... Dumping into the Willamette, right there. Poo drips.
Yeah, no one's swimming in the Willamette anyways, right?
Not true at all. As a matter of fact, people swim in it all the time. And just this week, some celebrated this achievement with a cold plunge. Because there's no E. coli in there right now. So they're like, great.
We rent a boat on the lovely Willamette every year. And I will say, for the most part, we usually jump in, splash around a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, not when they tell me that the poo is everywhere, but
I tell you, I've always been a little leery of, you know, I let my dog in there, though.
Yeah, look, you rent the boat, you're out there, it's a nice day, eventually you got to pee, so, you know.
Pee over the side, right?
Yeah, you jump in. That's what you do. Get a couple beverages you won't think about.
You don't seem any worse for the wear.
You're a
shining example of, hey, just jump in the poop.
What's a little E. coli between friends? Get in there.
You're glowing over there.
Mix
might
it up.
Be a good for your face.
You never know, right?
Just don't drink the water.
My head's that's the part you got to be careful of.
We have the Hot 5 at 5 next. That is in the news, Feb 7, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. A lot going on today. We'll tell you all about it next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.